As the Apostle Paul was preaching within the city of Athens, we read here in Acts chapter 17 that he came to a location known as either Mars Hill or the Areopagus, depending on whether you're speaking about the Greek or the Roman name of the place. And the Apostle Paul noticed that the individuals there in Athens were worshiping multiple false idolatrous gods, multiple idols that they had set aside for every aspect of life and every thought and every concept of what an idolatrous god might be. And they worshiped all of these individuals because they were trying to cover all of their bases. And in fact, to make certain that they didn't miss any of them, there was an idol established there for the unknown god. Now, they weren't really worshiping a god that they didn't know. They were, in fact, just trying to cover all their bases, as I said. But the Apostle Paul took that opportunity to preach to them concerning the god that they did not know, the God of heaven, the God of all things, the one true and living God. And the Apostle Paul tells them that the God of truth, he doesn't need idols made in some image to be worshipped instead of him. He doesn't require a house or a temple to be built in his presence for him to exist. He doesn't need anything from us because we are his creation. He is not ours, as those idolatrous gods were of the Athenians. The Apostle Paul instead tells them there in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 that it was a responsibility for them to put all things away. And instead, he says that in the times of this ignorance concerning the idolatry, the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repentance is one of those terms that is commonly used by individuals who are seeking knowledge and understanding concerning God's Word, but unfortunately it's also one of those words that is commonly misunderstood as it's being used. Far too many individuals think that repentance simply means to say that you're sorry, to be apologetic for things that you've done. And while that's included within repentance, it's certainly not the extent of it. Repentance means literally to change the mind, to alter the perception of what it is that you find which is good and acceptable, and to make it something that is different from the standard that you had previously held to. Instead of living like the ways of the world, repentance would require an individual to turn away from the things of the world and turn toward the standard of God. To hear the gospel and to be obedient to it, to alter one's actions and activities to meet the pattern that is contained within the Word of God, to live faithfully up to and including that point of death, to be willing to give up whatever it is that might separate us between our God and ourselves, the sinfulness that might come between us. We need to get all of that out of our lives if we change our minds to live correctly for the Lord. Now, the reason for this need to change is given to us there in Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. The Apostle Paul continues and he says, "Because he hath appointed a day," that is God, "hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Because there is coming a day in which Jesus Christ our Lord is coming back and will serve as the one and only standard upon which we shall all be judged, because we will all have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and account for the things that we've done in this life, whether they be good or bad," 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, "it is necessary for each and every one of us to repent, fully repent, change our minds, and thereby change our actions and our attitudes, that we can be found acceptable in the sight of our God on that great and terrible day of judgment." I thank you for your time.